Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome, trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and I am here with my very best friend, Meredith. Meredith, say hi.
Hi, kids in the car.
You know they love you. I love reading reviews that are like, we are so happy when we hear Meredith. It's my favorite.
I know sometimes I get busy at work and I think the kids in the car think I quit, but I'll never quit you.
You think that they think I fired you.
I do think that sometimes too. I'm like, man, I got to get back on there. They're going to think you're a mean boss, Brittany.
Listen, you don't get to fire your best friend from things, guys. Don't worry.
You can't. It's impossible.
It is impossible. I've just stopped trying because it never works.
It's never going to happen.
Never works. Never works. Okay, we are actually going to play food trivia today, and it's really fun and made me realize that we like food a lot.
I love food.
We know a lot about food, and I think this you're going to have fun. So first, we're going to do some shout outs. We've got a whole mess of them, guys, because we were off. We had a little bit of a vacation day last week. So we have Mason, Zoe, Addie, Carter, Hudson, Hunter, Special Detective Brad, Travis, ooh, Eliana, Canyon, Ava, Emma, Eli, Emery. That's a lot of E's. Quinn, Kelly, Kyle, Harper, Hazel, and Caleb. What is up, you guys? And happy birthdays to Wyatt, Charlie, Penelope, Eli, Hanson, Maggie, and Colton.
Oh, happy birthday, kids. Tell your parents to take you to a steak and lobster dinner.
Yes. You and all your friends while you're at it. Steak and lobster for everybody. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I just want to do a little plug for Brittany here because I know she's not going to do it, but she's the foodiest of all of us, and she actually has a blog full of recipes for the moms in the car called Midwest Hungry. So, moms in the car, if you just visit MidwestHungry.com, you can get some excellent recipes.
Thank you. You know we eat good in the Midwest. You know we like
eat
carbs.
Good. We're good,
we like carbs.
Sturdy, solid people over here in the Midwest.
We are. We are. That is right. Okay, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. Tally up the score and see if you beat Meredith at food trivia.
Okay.
Round one, question one. This crunchy and salty snack is the most popular item ordered at the movie theater.
Popcorn.
That is correct. Not to mention, we're going to be eating popcorn tomorrow. We're going to the Barbie movie.
Oh, I can't wait. And after we see it, I think we should do a little Barbie trivia in a few weeks so we don't spoil it. What do you
think? I love it. I think it's a great idea. Okay, question two. What popular condiment would you use as a base for tartar sauce?
That would be my all-time favorite condiment because I even dip my fries in it. Mayonnaise.
This is true. We were just in Boston. She asked for some mayonnaise to dip her fries in, and they looked at her like she had three heads.
I was like, guys, this is good. You should try it.
It is good. Question three. What is the only fruit with the seeds on the outside?
Blueberry is a seed?
No. No.
What is it?
It's a strawberry.
Oh,
strawberry,
duh.
On the outside. Okay, question four. What food of the three bears did Goldilocks eat?
She ate porridge.
That's right. I was like, I always wanted to try porridge because I really like this nursery rhyme. And I'm like, this must be an amazing food.
What is it?
They wrote a whole book about it. No.
Isn't it just like oatmeal?
Just unflavored oatmeal.
Oh.
Not good at all. Not
the
good
thing
at
about
all.
The Goldilocks nursery rhyme, if you go through it and you listen to it, the mom always sticks out because her stuff is always cold. And that's because moms always have to feed everybody else and then they get to eat.
Yes. I would give anything for some hot porridge. If I'm too hot porridge, sign me up. Burn my tongue on this. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Question 5. What is the typical cheese that covers a pizza?
Mozzarella.
That is right. Mozzarella. Question 6. This melty and dippy communal pot often comes either full of cheese or chocolate.
Full of cheese or chocolate, a dippy pot full of cheese or chocolate. Buying myself time by repeating the questions back to you.
The timer is 10
it's fondue,
seconds.
It's fondue.
It's fondue. Yes, that is correct. Question 7. What common herb often featured in salsa and street tacos do some eaters complain tastes like soap? And by eaters, I mean me.
It does not taste like soap, and that's cilantro.
It does, and you are right. Okay, question 8. Officially recognized as its state berry in 1991, Maine is one of the world's top producers of what fruit that, despite its name, is actually deep purple?
Okay, I wouldn't have known except for that color clue. So I'm going to guess another guess for blueberry.
That is correct. It is a blueberry.
Okay.
Okay, question 9. Orange fingers are a telltale sign of eating this crunchy snack.
Doritos.
Oh, close. It's actually Cheetos.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I feel like I have to accept it.
Come on.
Because you're right. Fine. All right. I mean, don't get orange fingers for me and oranges. I'll just tell you that.
The better choice. Okay.
Final question of this round. What is a dairy product that is occasionally known as curds and whey? It's drained to keep the curds loose.
Okay, well, I don't know this, so this is a guess, but I'm going to guess cottage cheese because it's curds.
Yes, it is. It's cottage cheese.
I love curds and whey then. I eat it every day almost.
Do you? Another nursery rhyme food, curds and whey.
Curds and whey.
I feel like every nursery rhyme was just a push from like the dairy sector. It was like,
it was the medieval version of Big Milk.
It was Big Milk. Like, they're like, we're going to take this oatmeal and we're going to douse it with cream. Just douse it. Calling it porridge. Good stuff. All right. So I think you only missed one?
Yeah, because I know food so well. This could be my best trivia ever.
It very well could.
1.5. I got a half point for Dorito. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we will come back with round 2 of food trivia.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions. Ha! The actual number is closer to $200. If you don't know exactly how much you're spending every month, you need Rocket Money, which is a very true statement for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. It will quickly and easily find the subscriptions for you, and for any that you don't want to pay for anymore, you just hit cancel. And Rocket Money does just that. It just cancels it for you. It's that easy. It helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses so you can easily track your budget in real time and also get alerted if anything looks weird. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving an average person up to $720 a year. And I know my husband would be very happy if I was saving $720 a year on my subscriptions. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That is rocketmoney.com/roadtrip, rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. Okay, we are back for round two of food trivia. Meredith is on a hot streak. She barely missed any in the first round. So we are going to go into round two very confident.
Okay.
Question one, which fruit shares its name with a flightless bird native to New Zealand?
A flightless bird from New Zealand? I mean, who would know this? This question's way too hard. I'm starting a petition against you. I'm going to leave you a bad review. I don't know.
The answer is kiwi.
Oh, kiwi's a bird?
I guess.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Question two. For what food is the Scoville scale used to measure spiciness?
Chilies. Chili peppers.
Yes, chili peppers. We learned this at Epcot, by the way.
We did.
Okay, question three. One of Andy Warhol's most famous artworks is a set of 32 canvases, each bearing an image of a red and white can of soup from what company?
These are classic Campbell's soup cans.
That is correct. Question four, poutine, a favorite dish of Quebec, has what sauce added atop French fries and cheese curds?
Gravy.
Yes, gravy is right.
Get in my belly.
Question five. What deep-fried chicken dish with hot sauce and blue cheese dressing became famous in a chilly northern state?
What? Oh, well, buffalo wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, buffalo. Yeah.
Buffalo, New York, baby. Okay, question six. The Cutie brand of produce primarily focuses on what miniature cousin of the orange?
A tangerine.
You're close. It's a clementine.
Those are clementines?
Yeah.
Oh, my kids and I call them tangerines.
I think it's all very similar.
Okay. It's like a cousin. Okay.
They're all cousins.
Okay.
They're all cousins. Okay. Question seven. Introduced by Campbell's Soup Company and marketed as less messy than spaghetti, what kid favorite food has varieties with both meatballs and sliced Franks?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is my daughter's all-time favorite food. I mean, she's 13 and she's still like, Mom, get me some SpaghettiOs.
That is right. SpaghettiOs it is. My brother used to eat them cold out of the can.
She will too. I mean, she's like a diehard SpaghettiO. She packs her lunch every single day for school. She refuses to buy, which is kind of annoying kids in the car. Sometimes give your mom a break and buy lunch. But she takes them like in thermoses, even to school to eat like all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I haven't had some in a decades. I need to try some.
It's like ketchup noodles. That's what I think.
It's like ketchup noodles. Okay. Question 8. The snack that smiles back is the slogan for what salty vegetarian snack?
Why can I think of the jingle but not the name of the food?
Snack that smiles back.
Goldfish. Goldfish.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Sometimes you just have to work it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 9. What dessert is popular at Thanksgiving and is generally flavored with cinnamon, powdered sugar, nutmeg, and cloves?
Popular pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love pumpkin pie, but only at Thanksgiving.
I love it with whipped cream on it.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Okay. Final question. Cincinnati is home to a unique style of what kind of food, which they often put on hot dogs and spaghetti?
Oh, I just had some of this Skyline chili at the Taylor Swift concert.
That's right.
Skyline chili.
If you guys are not familiar with Skyline, Skyline's kind of a big famous thing in Cincinnati. And they put, it's what called a three-way. It's spaghetti, chili, and cheese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spaghetti, chili, and cheese.
Can't eat it personally, but looks amazing. I can eat it, but I got to call off work the next day. My stomach would not be very happy. All right. So I think you missed two, maybe, this entire game.
I am so smart.
You are. You are the smartest. Okay. Guys, we want to know how you did with food trivia. Make sure to head over to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know, especially if you beat Meredith. I want to know if anybody gets a perfect score on this game. I'm curious to see if anybody pulls it off. If you guys have a show idea or want to hear a shout out on our show or birthday shout out, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and remember to include your name in your review so we know who to give the shout out to. We can only give shout outs to people who include their names in those reviews. We also love posting your pictures. If you head over to our Facebook and Instagram, you might see your face. If you'd like to see your face there and you haven't, your parents have to send those over to us with your names as well. All right. Have an amazing day, trivia nerds.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.